Oh, you're recording, sorry. Okay, it is 6:03 on Wednesday, October 10th, 2018, and I call the Kenosha County Planning, Development, and Extension Education Committee meeting to order. Agenda item number one, certification of compliance with Wisconsin Open Meetings Law.
Yes, we're in compliance.
Thank you. Number two, review and recommendation to Finance Committee regarding the proposed 2019 UW Extension budget.
Does everybody have his hand up?
Yep.
Six page hand up?
Oh. Dad, you got it?
Yep.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jim Puffer, and I'm the CFO for the Public Works Division. And I also help out UW Extension, which is really not part of our department, but they're in the same building, and whenever they need financial help, I help them out. So put together their budget, and what you have in your hands is a combination. There's the planning development budget, which planning development is technically a part of the public works and development services, but we always present the budget here. We need your approval of it. So we'll go through the UW Extension budget first, which is pages 4, 5, and I think 6 and 7, because that's the way it's on the agenda. Then we'll go back to pages 1, 2, 3 and do the P&D budget. Before I really dig into the details, I always just like to say a few things about the overall budget. In your budget book, it's page 15, and there's a really good summary in there of the countywide revenues and expenses. And the county is like a $260 million company, and the levy this year has a part of that $260 million. I think the top part is revenue, bottom part's expenses. The levy is about $67 million. I think the county kept it at about a 2.25% increase from the prior year. And the levy that we'll be talking about tonight, planning P&D, is about $500,000, and UW Extension is about $200,000. So we're talking about $700,000 worth of levy. As far as employees go, I don't know I like people to go to page 15. If you haven't done it on your own, you guys are pretty much veterans of this kind of stuff one way or the other.
These two are new to the
They're new to here, but I know I've had discussions with him, and I'm sure he's the other gentleman, supervisor.
Zach.
Yeah. And you're new to me. That's
it's really good. Not supervisor, Zach.
He also understand if he changed his name in the budget. Yeah. It's a Zach attack.
I don't know. I never treat these things as an attack. We're just trying to make sure everybody understands what's in the numbers. And so anyway, welcome. And if you've got any questions about any of this stuff, either this committee or any of the other ones, you can always call me, too, because I'm easy to get a hold of, and I do the public works budget, and I know some stuff about the other budgets, too. But anyway, as far as headcount goes for these two departments, there is, I believe, 5.5 people in the planning and development department, or 5 in some change. And the change, the proportion of a person, is they have somebody out of their 5 who's going to possibly retire. So we've had a portion of Mr. Treloar in there for 2018 and 2019. So when we did the 2018 budget, we thought this year we would maybe be hiring a potential replacement as part of succession planning for him. You haven't hired him yet, and he isn't planning on retiring this year. So we put that quarter of a person, third of a person, into next year's budget. So the headcount's the same. It's 5 and change. And there is a page in your budget book about headcount. And in the UW Extension budget, they had one employee. She is part of the 2019 budget. Nancy Rotana is transferring over to the Parks Department. So when we get to the UW Extension page, you'll see no headcount, no salary, no benefits underneath that department. But she hasn't gone away. She's just moved from one to the other.
Why is that?
Because, well, I don't know, Beth, you want to explain why that is? Why she's moving from your area to the Parks Department? You want me to do it?
Okay.
Yeah, Nancy's always done a lot of work for parks, especially in the grant area. And she's been pretty successful. She got another grant for parks. I think it's about $350,000. So she's up to maybe $2 million in grants in a couple of years she's been here. So she has spending more time over there than she is in UW Extension. She's still associated with your department to do work for there, but she's getting more and more supervision from Matt Collins, who's the Parks Department director, so they moved her in budget-wise into the Parks Department.
Why don't they split her position partially in UW Extension and partially in Parks?
I don't know why they did.
That would be a more accurate count of where she's actually working.
How much time is she spending? Is it two-thirds or three-fourths in Parks Department?
I think it varies, and some of it is when we didn't have positions filled. Now we're getting more programming up and going, so we're tapping into them more, and then we'll really need her help when we transition to UW-Madison and rebrand, change out a lot of our communications pieces. In talking with Ray, he said it really it won't look that much different, except for she won't be sitting in our office. She'll be sitting over at Parks. The other element of it is I'm here part-time. Matt's here full-time, and so that's part of having a full-time supervisor as well. So I hear what you're saying. I don't know if we have a specific amount, but we plan to tap into it just as much as we have been.
She does work for our P&D as well.
Right.
She works on our newsletter, and she works when we have grants and things, which isn't that often. So, and there's other things we tap into her talents for as well.
So okay. She helps out in other areas too.
I'm not sure if it's easy to exactly pick a percentage to charge her. And there's no additional headcount in the budget, it's just a movement from one to the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So why don't we go to page 4, which is UW Extension.
And what page is that on in our budget?
In the whole. Let's see,
you
that's
know?
On pages. Okay.
Starts on 331. Cover sheet and then the budget itself gets 334.
Okay.
And I would say Jim's page 4.
It should correspond with what's in the budget.
335.
We do this for all of our departments, just a little easier to read everything
right
on one page. You don't have to really flip back and forth. And you can see on there the top head. This is in the same, all the budget book, all the departments are done pretty much the same way. The expenses are on the top. This page for UWX, they don't have any revenue. But they break it down into like 4 different categories. A personnel category, a contracted services category, supplies category, and then there's some fixed expenses at the bottom. If you just kind of go comparison of the 2018 budget to the 2019 proposed budget, the subtotal for personnel, there is no, that was all Nancy, it was just one person. So all her expenses have been moved over to the Parks Department. So those of you who are on the Parks, Supervisor Nordigan and Supervisor Skolitsky, you'll see that tomorrow. She's like $63,000 or $64,000. She moved from one to the other.
Monday.
Tomorrow's Monday.
Tomorrow?
Because Supervisor Norrigan and Supervisor Rodriguez are new, if you want to explain why the UW Extension employees aren't listed as employees,
yeah,
where they're listed, because they don't know that.
In the next section, there's an item there called Other Professional Services, and that is the amount that Kenosha County pays to the UW system for all of these fine professionals. And there's a listing of them.
That's the question I have.
There's a listing of them on the next page.
Right.
Because they are not actually county employees.
I understand.
So
it's still a cost of the county. In 2017, it was only $95,000. It went up last year at $183,000. So doubled, more than doubled. And we've come down a little bit. Are we going to see this? What was the reasoning going from $95,000 to
$182,000? Right. Open positions.
I'm sorry?
Open positions.
So it was higher in 2016 than in 2017?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, not being here,
right.
I have no idea.
UW Extension also changed how they billed us to
right
last
it's
year.
A flat fee now instead of.
We used to send them a bill for the actual pay that all the people did or were paid. UW changed their policy where they charge a flat fee for each position. And that's the way the budget is done. And really for 2018 to 2019, it's the exact same amount, except in the 2018 budget, there was $1,200 worth of travel that ended up in this professional services. In 2019, we moved it to travel. So, and the next page shows all the various positions. And the way it works is, I don't know if we've had all full positions this whole year. So after the year is over, UW does a reckoning, and if there's any money.
Actually, this year we're doing it where the second invoice. That we're
second part of the year.
Yeah, so we won't wait till the end of the year. We just won't bill it out.
Okay.
If we have
we'll get a bill for less. So this year we probably will not spend the whole $183,000 because again it hasn't been full.
Yeah.
But next year it's budgeted at full amount, and again if we don't use the positions, then we get the money back. And it just goes back to the general fund.
Yeah.
What's the discount for?
It's something when they switch to flat fee. Put this on the first position. There's a discount. In 2020, it will go away. So.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but that's 2020.
So as far as the levy goes, the levy is really pretty much flat if you take out the position.
Oh.
For Nancy.
Oh.
Yeah.
They might not have the same position.
Yeah, in page 5, people generally ask, how do we compare to Racine? That's why we threw in page number 5. Yeah, I don't know what Racine is going to look like in 2019, but in 2018, our numbers will be virtually the same as they are this year.
That's the, now, and that one employee won't be replaced.
No, they're moving.
No, but I mean into.
They're still here and working at the same. We're just moving where
just
they're in the budget. Yes.
Oh, it's just a, oh, okay.
It's just a budget.
I thought it was a physical move from working in this department to working in that department.
No.
Okay. That's why you were asking about the party.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's still doing the same job that she was in 2019. She will be doing the same job that she did in 2018. We're just moving where in the budget she is getting paid. So this 62,896 or whatever is close
it's
to
like,
it.
It's like 63,64,000.
Okay.
Her pay is
going to be zero because her pay is moving to the Parks Department. But she's still staying in the same job.
Boy, we're doing a great job reducing expenses.
But she's not.
It's creative accounting 101.
UW Extension.
No, UW Extension always required the county to provide a support person paid for by county funds. And that's what this person wants. That is a county employee, not a UW Extension employee. So we've always had like one full time person.
Currently,
Matt.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay. So we've got human development relationships extension educator indicator for Racine.
Right.
And then we've got a community development extension educator indicator for Kenosha. Those aren't going to be split positions. But what I mean is they're not shared.
So the human development relationships and the health and well-being extension educator used to be family living, and they split those. And so down the road, once Mary is up to speed, we may do like maybe 20% of their time they would do in the opposite county for more specialized content that they would have.
You know, because up above in the ag section, obviously, they do split.
We do.
And
we've
yet,
done that for a number of years.
So, are you saying right now we don't need a human development relationship education educator in Kenosha, and in Racine they don't need a community development extension educator?
Well, I would say the human development and relationships and
are, because we don't exactly always remember who's who. We just know them as Beth.
Bev.
Yes. Okay, so the positive youth development extension educator is Vicki. And then agriculture educator in general is Lee. And she's shared with Kenosha County, or with Racine County. And then horticulture educator, here it's the agriculture extension educator, is Jeannie Halinski Christensen. That used to be a full-time horticulture educator when it was Barb Larson, and we reduced it to half-time, combined it with Racine County. And the community development extension educator is Amy Grile. And then Mary is the health and well-being extension educator. And we do not, usually those two positions, the health and well-being or the human development, it's one or the other.
Okay.
Oftentimes that the counties will opt for.
Are they kind of similar but overlap?
They're a little different. I would say the reason why we didn't go with the human development and relationships extension educator was it's a lot more focused on parenting. And I think there's a lot more, Kenosha County provides a lot more in that area where there's much less, this is what Mary's focusing in on, is more around the financial literacy and working with a variety of organizations that way. She's also working on food security, linking up and working on that project. And then the third area is around social emotional development, and she's still flushing that one out. But I still think there's still, I think, are some possibilities where there's a niche that the human development and relationships extension educator might do something with Kenosha and vice versa with Mary and Racine, but we would have that well articulated what that might look like.
So they complement each other well.
What's that?
They complement each other well.
They do. And it's two different institutes that they're tied to. And again, a lot of this is still, you know, getting built out at the state level as well. And then Beth is the 4-H program coordinator.
Where are you?
I'm completely state funded.
Ooh, we need a couple of you then.
Deal.
Okay.
Yes, as I get ready to do another orientation.
But
for
but previously, your position, or well, your position is kind of new. That wasn't completely state funded, correct?
Correct. When Teddy was here,
it was not
a split position like that, and so they took that position and put it. Teddy, when she first started, was focused on family living.
Right.
And so the state put that into Mary's position instead, and then they're funding mine that's combined with Racine County as the area extension director. And a lot of it is trying to take it and make it so the educators can do programming and not have to do administration.
Okay.
We don't have those interns there. So we did have one intern this year that we were able to take some of the non-lapsing funds to pay a match toward, and then the other half of it. So Josh Grimes, who came in for the summer and worked on programs with Jeannie. So a portion of that will come out of some non-lapsing funds, because we had to have a match from Kenosha County to get the state funds to go toward that internship. And so in Racine County, the Leaders Association pays for that position, and so we employ them as we put it into this contract so that they can be a UW employee as a student. VISTA, that one's no longer happening, so that wouldn't be in their 2019 budget. UW Parkside shows not to do the third year of that. And then we also have some match funds for the family living one, summer intern as well, for Racine County. So it is an area that I would like to build out more and provide more internship possibilities. And so some of them, you know, I guess for the short term, they'll have to be unpaid, and hopefully we can get a credit for it. But that, we have to get some things kind of, get everybody in positions and things in order before we start going for more interns.
Do you have any questions?
What does FTE mean, that column there?
Full-time employee.
Full-time equivalent.
Oh, equivalent, sorry.
Apparently Lee is the only one that travels.
Oh, so that was a previous arrangement that we were trying to figure out how to keep it simple, although since the university's system is not as simple as as the county's. So what we're going to do in 2019 for both the horticulture as well as agriculture that are shared with Racine County is they'll complete their Kenosha County travel expense report, and then Kenosha County will invoice half of it to Racine County. So we'll just keep it in each of the county budgets, and that way, you know, the county sees what the travel is, and it's just it's similar to the rest of the employees.
Is that an adequate amount of funds?
Pardon?
Is that an adequate amount of funds based on historical programs that you've been doing?
For her travel or
mm-hmm. Well, it's only travel 10 year.
Yeah.
Well, so I wouldn't say it's just
so
hers.
This is in the state contract that
that's in the professional
salary.
Services
there's
line.
Travel in the other section.
Okay.
Of the budget for the rest of the educators. So down
so that mileage travel
isn't
here.
There's 9,500.
And then this is an addition.
Is there I don't know if it's UW Extension owned or is it county owned motor vehicles and motor vehicle maintenance? Not much, $700. I'm just curious. Is there a
there's a vehicle out here that's shared by P&D and or if UW Extension needs to use it?
Yeah.
There's like a little, there's a pool where I got three or four vehicles out there. And if we have to fix something, then if they happen to be unfortunate enough to be driving away, we just split that expense up between them.
Okay. Any other questions? Huh?
Not on that page.
Okay, the next page is page 6. There's two chunks. There's a top chunk, which we call the office account, and there's a bottom of chunk, which is the after-school project. Top part, the office account, there's expenses.
Someone crossed mine off and wrote programs.
Pardon me?
Oh, you got my copy of that. Yeah, it's actually a program account. They have it wrong.
No.
Just let me explain what it is, and it'll become clearer. They do a lot of classes. Okay, they run a lot of programs, and we charge people for these classes. Then we have expenses putting together books or supplies or whatever they need. So in the 2018 and the 2019 budget, we always, and I think the budget for this has been $60,000 for expenses and $60,000 for revenues for the past, ever since I've been here. Some years they hit it, sometimes they don't. But the object is you can't spend more than you take in. So it's levy neutral. So, and you can see what we spent in 2017. We took in $42,000 in revenues and spent $39,000. They don't do this to make money. They just do it totally just to provide services. What are your major, the gardening? Gardening is a big one.
That's a site applicator. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have to buy materials and then charge the person who's participating for that material.
So that 21,000 difference I've seen is just funds that are budgeted, they just not used.
We just haven't spent them.
So you get your gravel out there in the garden.
There you go.
There you go.
It's already in the budget.
I'm sorry, what?
It's an in and an out.
Yeah.
So the revenues that are coming underneath here are basically from the expenses that we're drawing.
You want to take a horticulture class, you write them a check for,
right.
What's that class cost? $100 or something?
So, why 60,000? I mean, that's 50% higher than what happened. What's 2018 looking like? It's got to be pretty close.
I don't know what the year-to-date is. But it almost really doesn't matter. You want to have enough in there so we don't have, if they think of a new class and it's a home run and they spend like $50,000 and take in $50,000, we got to come to you guys with a budget mod and it's got to go through the whole committee.
Okay.
Whereas here, if you budget no levy, it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
So
understand.
That's kind of what the bottom is. And you're going to see this in for the new guys here. You'll see this in some other places too. Not in our area, but I mean, I assume you're going to sit through a lot of these meetings and learn about all this stuff. So I know the other supervisors here have seen this kind of thing.
Well, it's borrowing money for the 60,000.
I just want to make sure you understand everything. And we're not going to go out and look and try to spend 60,000 unless they really think of some cool class. That, you know.
Okay.
But is there any real big changes in programming for 2019? I don't think so. Were there going to have new classes or that they'd be billing for? Then the bottom section is after school. We have a small amount of, we have to pay some people to do some of the after school stuff, and then we get money back from the schools. Yeah, I can actually know that.
What does that employee look like?
I'm looking,
you know, at the salary for that. So your salary is kind of split up between different.
So she's 60%.
Yes and no.
In her regular role, and then Racine or Kenosha Unified wants this after-school ambassador program that she helps coordinate, and so then that is an hourly pay through the Kronos system. So it's two different ways. One is salary.
This just east side of the county type thing?
Yes, yeah,
it's
just Kenosha Unified
Schools. With Carthage, students come in and work with the youth at Olson Elementary School.
The reason I ask is because you see salary is $2,800. It's like,
ooh, what a deal.
Rough.
Yeah. Well, they have different rates. Small term of
but Kenosha Unified pays that.
Yeah,
paid
back.
Yeah, we get money from
and
that.
And that's the revenue.
Yeah, that's
right.
The revenue.
So I don't think Kenosha Unified would be happy if he
had to. So that $5,000 is coming from Kavis.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on that page? No?
That's the UW Extension budget. I always like to get them approved separately.
Okay.
The UW Extension one, so Madam Chairman will do her whatever thing she has to do.
I just sit here and wait for people to talk. So.
Yeah. Motion to approve.
Second. I have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any further questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote on the UW Extension budget portion?
Aye.
Okay, committee?
Aye.
Okay. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay. Okay. Motion passes.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the first page of planning development. I'll just explain what's here for those of you who aren't familiar with this format. This is what we use in public works for all of our departments. Thank you very much for coming this morning.
I'm going to start at force tonight.
We could really go to page two if you want, because it looks like the UW Extension page is the same thing with the operating expenses. The front page is just a summary of that. So if we do go to page two, there's item by item there. Page one, we kind of say where some of the ups and downs are. The difference between this budget and UW Extension is on the bottom is planning and development revenues. They do have revenues. Out of their total expenses budgeted for 2019, it's about $808,000. We use $492,000 of levy to fund the operations of planning and development. So I don't know if you went through your book and had questions or if you want me to run through the highlights or whatever. There's a few explanations on the front. Maybe I'll just do those first and I'll answer your questions. As I said before, the headcount's the same from 2018 to 19. The total expense, including the benefits, are $534,000 in 18 and 19. It's up to $549,000. Of that increase, you guys, I'm not sure who was around when we did the human resources.
The compensation study?
No, well, the salary increase is just based on those. But there's a new line here. Called the interdepartment charges. That's what P&D is paying for the human resources department. Now they did a big study. They went through. They hired Claire Tappa. They're going to hire, bring in a couple of human resource specialists, expand the services of that department. But at the same time, all the departments countywide are going to pick up a piece of the HR department. So P&D picks up a piece, totaling $3,800. Now you'll see an increase. Those of you, when you see tomorrow night, the other departments, highway them, they're picking up a bigger piece. but there's an offset in the reduction of the human, of the HR department.
How did they get, come up with these numbers?
It was a kind of a very complicated formula of, it's part this, but it's mostly how much time do you, how many employees are there in your department?
Uh-huh.
What are the, how fast do employees turn over? How many are seasonal employees?
Okay.
How much work has to be done? So they took all that into consideration when they developed the formula for cross-charging it out to the highway and the sheriff. And
so it's not just based on like the number of employees,
no,
it's based on what they figure they're actually going to have to put into each department.
Yeah, they really did a pretty good job of figuring out what they were going to do, how much service the HR department does to the various divisions.
Jim, this was the ones that they were going to hire this month, right?
I know there's one on board, because I've met her. She has
it's
been.
It's the ones that you voted against.
I wasn't voting, you guys were at the time.
You were against it, that's right.
But, so these are the two that were supposed to be in place by the beginning of the year.
By October to be ready.
Yeah, by October.
I know they
thought they weren't going to be hired until October.
I know they hired one.
Okay.
They brought her around the office. And whether she's going to be the person who actually is
just
the
journalist
going to be
Yeah, and then, so they're looking, this was two people from what I remember.
I don't know the status of the other one.
Okay, and then this was the stuff that was, we have Mike, was that who was heading it? His replacement, but she had been in place already.
Bob is retiring in December.
Bob retired, but this one, that's the place, so that's already in his budget. There's nothing included with that. So is Bob's no longer being paid? Bob, that's not part of here, that's in a different set. It's like administration. So it's not all human resources that's being split up. It's only the generalists that are being split into here, or
that,
all the human resources.
That I'm not sure, but I think
There'll be a cost for HR. It'll be split across all the different functions.
I think the whole thing's being split out, or the majority of it.
Just, Andy, you getting your money's worth out of $3,800?
Yeah. Pardon?
Are you getting your money's worth? Okay.
It's all new.
The chair is still empty, so at this point, no.
Well, they're walking around. That's pretty good.
Administrative services would be page 255.
I think it's most of it, if not all.
How come Sewer Pack thinks they're worth $7,300 more?
It's all based upon equalized assessed value.
We should have signed that contract.
So that's a formula that they use.
I bet they do.
For the region, and that's how they determine it. They break it out so that it's, I guess, the cost is shared.
I know.
Okay, so.
And in your opinion, we're not really doing any more or less with them, just kind of the same amount every year, about. Give or take.
Some years we do a lot, and other years we don't do as much besides the normal services that they provide.
Okay.
So the employee that's moving over to Public Works, where is that department? I mean, if I'm looking at it wrong, the salaries only went up less than $6,000.
That person
was under the extension budget.
Yeah, then she got moved into this budget.
No,
Public Works.
Development.
We're not reviewing Public Works.
Parks.
Yeah. She got moved into the Parks Department.
What, executive?
Okay, so that's a personnel section.
I have a question while they're gone.
I want to make sure when you guys walk out of here, you know everything
to
know.
So on page three,
this is the place to handle this type of stuff.
So on page 325, the salaries for human resource, it's under the human resources, are $500,696, and then if you look on the down at the bottom, there's a negative $500,000, so that's probably where they took that out to move it around.
But there's got to be a leftover amount in HR. So it doesn't sound like they're reclassifying out all the expenses if they're only crediting $500,000 in their total salary.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at the page.
It says interdepartmental pers- SNL, CHG, which I'm assuming is change.
$718,000.
Negative $718,000.
Okay, so they're cross-charging out $700,000 worth of expenses
which
out to
means,
various departments.
Okay.
At the bottom line, does it say levy zero? Or?
No, it's but it says the personnel is zero. But then you have like office machine equipment, office supplies, and stuff like that. They're not charging that out. So the actual expense for the business unit is only $15,000.
Okay.
So. Okay. Go ahead, Zach. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, this is a good thing, but I mean, why the huge, what was the office supplies increase this year? I mean, that's over double what we're spending.
We bought, was that the chairs or was that the supplies for the, we have this big, we've been having this big scanning project for their department where we're going back and taking all their records and I'm going to say microfishing them, but it's not microfishing. So
it's what are they doing the 21st century?
We're updating to microfish.
I do know the difference.
Microfishing.
You don't need to
even
know
that.
It was old when I was.
You've been doing this countywide. You hit Indeed this year and the end of last year, and they got Boku. And theirs is even a little bit more complicated because they've got these old documents and they're different sizes. And, but most of it was paid for by HR department. I mean, by IT.
What line are you looking at? I'm sorry, Zach.
Looking at the office supplies account.
It
we won't spend anything like that.
Oh, because it went down from 11
to
45.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have that spending there.
You guys, but we bought a scanner or we contracted that out?
We contracted out.
Okay.
That was all paid for in the IT department budget. All the actual scanning, it costs a lot of money. But they've been going department by department for the last, 5 years?
Right, yeah. So we've been
registered deeds, district attorney. In the accounting department countywide, we didn't go back and scan old stuff. We just started with a new system, and we've been scanning now for about 3 years, our invoices and purchase orders. So that's why it goes down. So that's a good thing for the 2019 budget. We did that home this year. Then down on the bottom, I don't want to go faster than you guys go, but down on the bottom, underneath revenues, the state land conservation, that's going to be flat from year to year. That's the state pretty much tells us we're going to have to pay there. The permit account, that's the revenue that the planning and development department takes in from the permits that they sell. And next year is planned to go down a little bit compared to this year.
Do you know why that is?
Well, basically, we try to average things out and to kind of try to take a 5-year average, and we kind of saw things were kind of moving up. But after this year, things for this year seem to be flat for what they were last year. We didn't see things going up, so just to be conservative, we didn't want to hit the same numbers. We pulled it back 10,000, try to be more realistic of what our expectations are.
Your permit fees mostly come from the towns that are having houses built, not the cities and villages.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
So we have less towns, right? Less town property.
Well, we do now,
Right, but we should have a lot more construction going on. Okay. So
yeah, but it's in the cities and villages, so it doesn't wash you, with the exception of...
What is the summer?
Summers are so... The Village of Summers has hired Kenosha County Planning and Development to be their planning, to provide planning services to them.
Salem Lakes?
Well, where's Salem Lakes in here?
Salem Lakes comes on the books in the next budget, next year's budget. So there was an agreement that the county worked out with the villages with Summers where that first year we were continuing to provide service as we were without pay, and then the second year, which was last year, and the third year being next year, is where the village will pay for our services, so we keep track of our time and spent, and then they reimburse us. And so we anticipate that the share that the village will have to pay back minus the permit fees, because we collect the permit fees for the village, be about $50,000. And then we'll do the same thing in next year's budget for Salem Lakes. Their numbers will be a little different because there's more activity in Salem Lakes.
Sure.
But you said the first year we don't charge Salem Lakes?
That was what the agreement was, right?
Okay, but Salem Lakes has been a village since February.
February last year.
But we weren't doing the service.
When did we haven't done services for them yet?
Well, we are, and so, yeah, in that case.
There's some gray area there.
More than a year. That's
for 2019, there's nothing going to be in there for Salem.
There is not, yeah. That's,
so that's
decisions above.
2 years now. Yes, to February 14th.
The first year we'll make money is 2020, correct?
Why is that in Oklahoma?
That's the agreement they made with the village.
So the agreement wasn't for a year, it was until the beginning of 2020?
They go back to
Salem Lakes, right?
Okay, all the time. Okay.
So you're collecting time now, and then that'll start being charged in 2020?
No, right now for Salem Lakes, we're
not. Everything's gratis right now.
Correct.
And that was just negotiated by administration.
Right. Yeah. So, it's not that we're still not getting compensation, because we're still taking in
the permits.
Yeah.
Our time and efforts for everything else isn't being compensated. That will be in 2020.
Yeah. And what are they, any estimates of where that'll be at in 2020?
I'm thinking for them, their reimbursement's going to be more around 70.
Okay. So, next 2020 is the year.
So we'll be putting it in the next year's budget.
And then a development review and verification, is that because now we have more cities and one city and more villages, why that revenue's gone down so drastically?
Actually, I'm not sure exactly why that number would be what it would show.
No.
I can't find out what the history was in 2017.
Because otherwise,
I don't know off the top of my head. Otherwise, we've been right around that number to 15,000 for the last number of years. I don't remember what that was for.
These are large-scale developments out in the counties?
No, so whenever there's a development, like stormwater fees,
okay,
those charges, and for when we do site plan reviews and other things, those are the charges that go into there.
Okay.
But I'll find out and let you guys know.
So those are separate from land use fees and permits. They go into their separate line items?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. We've always had it separated for some reason.
Now, do those that review and verification, if you charge municipalities that as well?
So
Summers, for example, city water all the way out to the village.
We do not do that for the village of Summers.
Okay.
Because they do their own stormwater reviews.
Well, I'm just trying to think of something that would cause a big number. You know what I mean?
It's in the back gnawing, and it's just not, hasn't, I'll figure it out.
Okay, that's
about $50,000.
Some of it morphs over into the Public Works Department, too. But we'll just kind of go through. We have a small department called the Board of Adjustment.
Getting smaller.
Where there's the budget, we just leave it the same from 1 year to the next. And we haven't spent that money this year or last year.
And you're not going to spend
it
next
year because
you're down from 5 to 3, right?
We will. So that just would be getting published
yeah.
in the next week or two.
Yeah.
And so we'll be reducing that down. So we'll be able to start tracking that.
Yeah. Okay.
And there probably will be a change in the future now that we know.
Right.
But otherwise, it's like Jim said, it's been the same because it's not much has changed over the last decade.
Okay.
The tree planting program, we leave that the same because, again, this is one of those, we cannot spend more for the trees than we take in for revenue. So we make a little bit of money in this area, but it's not a big deal. There's no levy. And if they do make money, it ends up going back to the general fund anyway. Same with the pre-development. And we put the page numbers there for in your book if you want to go in and see some detail. But
but there's no levy involved there either. We just budget 10. But this is if somebody comes in and asks us to be like an go-between, we'll do some work for them and we'll bill them back. So it's a in and out. Land and water management is kind of the same thing. And then dog parks, mountain bikes, and the Civic Center is, I put it on this page, you guys will see it tomorrow night.
Monday night.
Sorry.
Finance.
Tomorrow night's finance committee.
Finance tomorrow.
So that is pretty much the P&D budget.
What's Civic
Center? Oh, yeah. Sorry, you got one.
Is that that goofy complex piece of?
We own some buildings downtown and we charge rent. We make a little bit of money.
We're losing money, it looks like. These are the ones that...
Revenue is $50,000 and expenses are $15,000.
So is that, that's not accounted for in planning development because
no.
You're going to put
we'll
that facilities?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's in a facility.
So why did you list it here?
Because I can fit it all on one page and there's no...
Will you show that also in facilities?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, and this is the page you use. It's the same page.
Where do we get the $20,000 in revenue for the dog park?
Jim told me we get $20,000.
Licenses, some contributions. Again, we just can't spend any more in those two departments, the mountain bikes and the dog parks, than we take in. So we budget a zero levy.
Dog park in Randall, you've got to pay.
Yeah. Usually you do, or you have a box.
It's $250 fine if you show up without your tag.
Oh, no.
Without
if you're caught there without the tag,
sticker?
It's a $200 fine.
Yeah. Big bucks.
Yeah. Well, on page one, I have a question. You have an increase in the levy of $24,270. It didn't look like there was that much in it. Maybe I just...
Well, there's $14,000 worth of increases in expenses, and there's a
$10,000
reduction in revenue.
Okay, so that's where that was. Okay, got it.
Tomorrow night, you're going to see, or excuse me, Monday night, you're going to see a page like this for each department.
Yeah.
That's the way a lot of the...
Well, I guess I don't understand what you at some point in time know what we've actually spent. What's the year to date? Pick a date. September 1st, 1/1/18 to 8/31/18. Here's what we've done so far.
Yeah, it's in the budget book. There's a column, but I think it's like May or June spending. So
it's 6/30. It says.
Yeah, we update these things every month.
Okay.
With the
so it's
spending.
In here, but it's not going to be in there. Okay. I just thought it'd better.
But we can tell you those numbers. We track it all every month because I personally have a problem if I go over budget because I'm breaking the law. So
there's also, you'll notice sometimes where like they'll be budgeted like right here. Well, this isn't a good page, but it's here. But you'll notice like it'll be budgeted, let's say $400,000, and then so 6/30, none of it's been spent.
Yeah,
well, that's
because it's spent at the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah,
that happened in Randall.
Eric.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, tomorrow night at finance, we get the audit, and one thing I learned from Dave, if nothing else, was look at the 2017 audit in relation to the budget. It really makes a difference because it puts everything together, what we actually spent in 2017, and it comes through, you know, it really opens you up to understanding what 2019 is going to be.
In between, if you guys, I'm pretty easy to get a hold of.
Finance
you?
Yeah, 6 o'clock?
That's
6:30.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jim.
No, I just wanted to remind you that there's a lot of time left between now and the finance committee or between the planning and or between our public works committee. If you have anything.
That's Monday.
Yeah, that's, thanks.
Right?
Yes, it is. I keep saying tomorrow. I thought you were like making.
No. I
well,
was
she
here.
Was.
Yes.
No,
she's
I was not
going to admit it.
I am devoting an entire weekend to doing it because I know public works is big. So I have a good understanding. But if I have any questions, Jim, I will get a hold of
you. Whatever you guys need.
Yeah.
Andy just pointed out to me there's one capital project in the planning and development department. It's at the bottom of page one. There's the Pike River South, and I don't know, Andy, if you want to explain it, but exactly what the project is, but we, Andy's already received the approval for us to accept the grant, but we need the budget passed. But in order to get that $75,000 for that grant, we have to spend some money, which is, comes up to $117,000. So you'll see it in the capital budget. It's the only capital budget item for either of these two departments. So do you, have you already explained to them what it is? And I think you probably should, because it's a pretty cool thing.
Sure. So if you're familiar with in Mount Pleasant, the Pike River north of Highway KR, they've spent 10 years working on restoring that. So they took what was kind of more turned into like a ditch on the pike, and they've expanded the waterway so it was like a two-tier format with creating wetlands and floodplain capacity, and kind of putting it back to its natural state. So Kenosha County has been working with Army Corps to see if they were interested in doing a project like that in Kenosha County in the south branch of the pike. The south branch of the pike runs parallel to Green Bay Road west, starting at Highway 50, and it connects up to Pets. And we went through a process over the last year and a half with Army Corps, and they have agreed to accept a project where they're going to be paying $10 million for restoring a portion of that. Through that process, the county has certain obligations to do in work in kind to help cover the county's share of the project, because it's a contract and agreement with Army Corps. And so we're at the beginning stages. And so for this year, we already are doing surveying all the structures, everything that crosses the pipe. We had surveyors go out and survey that information.
So this year in 2018?
So in 2018, and that was $15,000. So that was $15,000 of working time. Next year, we're anticipating $117,000 of work, of which we got a $75,000 grant from the Fund for Lake Michigan. So we Nancy Britana, applied for the grant, and it was originally for $30,000, and then we saw that we're going to need to do a couple more work-in-kind things next year, and we increased it, and the Fund for Lake Michigan said, oh yeah, we like your project, we want to fund it, and so they upped their grant from 30 to 75. So the county next year will end up paying ourselves through the CIP $42,000 of the total of 117 to do additional work. They have to do some geotechnical survey they have to do, and there's one other thing that's
why is this in planning and not in public works?
I was going to ask that too, actually.
Yeah, because I thought we were doing something like that.
Because it's really not a park, right?
Yeah, so next year we're going to be doing the phase one environmental and then geotech sampling. In between those two things, it'll be, the county will end up paying $42,000 for that.
But why is it? Because it's not a park?
No, I think our office initiated the project, and I think that's just where they determined to do it. So we've been spearheading it and working with doing all the work in kind before the project. I guess it could go into either one. I mean, it's not that Matt hasn't been at the meetings and Clement. I mean, we've had a lot of meetings where they've been involved.
Is this $42,000 a total, or there will be more expenses in 2020 and again in 2021?
Correct. Yeah, there will be more. The
county, how long of a project?
Yeah, how long?
Is it
what's
10 years? Or?
Yeah, so the project, to get started with the Army Corps part of the project, Army Corps will start construction in 2022. So between now and then, we're going to be doing all this study and gathering all this information so that designs can be created to initiate construction. So in 2019, we're anticipating the county to be $42,000. And then in...
How come there's nothing in the CIP budget going forward?
We're not approving anything future.
Well, I know that, but it's still nice to know what 5 years out, how much we're spending.
Yeah, well, I guess that's something that I'll have to talk to the board about, right, as we go forward. But in 2019.
Because when you look at the CIP budget and it doesn't have anything the next 3 years out, you think, oh, the project's done.
Yeah.
Or we don't really know what it's going to be, so we don't put anything in there. Which is why there's nothing in there.
We're going to be trying to work with Root Pike Wind and with Fund for Lake Michigan and a couple other funds for getting quite a bit of the county share done through grants.
What does this project look like without grants? I mean, do you have any idea? I mean, for me, looking in and saying, I think it's a good project, but looking at it and say, well, we got a grant for 75, you know, next year we're only spending 42, but then the year after we have to spend 600 or something ridiculous like that. I mean, what are we getting ourselves into here? We don't know.
About $10 million.
We're not getting ourselves into anything. We don't know what the real cost is going to be. We don't know how much we're going to have to fund it. So that's why there's nothing in here for any future years.
The county hasn't entered into the contract. That's something that'll be looked at in the future with Army Corps.
You're saying we have to put out $42,000 to see if we want to enter into a contract?
Yeah, to do the study to find out what's involved. If we were to go forward, that's what it is.
How much did the...
Yeah, didn't they say it was $10 million?
North Branch cost.
Oh, the entire huge. Yeah, it was broken up into 9 phases.
been going on for years. The Pike River, and I'm no geographer, but you know where the Pike River goes into Lake Michigan? If you trace it backwards, the north part comes from the north and moves south. And this part goes from the south and moves north, and they join up somewhere around Pabst, and then they go to the lake. So this is just studying the south part. And the north part goes all the way up into Racine County.
Now, is this, Andy, if you and I talked in the past, this is, the pike is what runs through Summers, correct?
Correct. It's through the city,
you know,
and then Summers.
So, having ELS, that's...
It crosses that, right.
So this is that project that we talked about this in the past, right?
Yeah, we did talk about it.
So this is what... The Army Corps wants to come in and do.
Okay. Right, that is. And we haven't even got into having discussions with cost sharing with the municipalities. Because at this point, we don't know exactly what that's all going to look like.
In the past, have we expended this type of money and decided not to do it? Any project that you can remember? Or have we always gone through because we spent the money looking?
I guess I couldn't tell you the answer.
The answer is yes.
We've
done it with highway projects.
I'm sorry?
I don't want to say all the time, but we've done it with several highway projects. We'll do the work, we'll do the study, and then all that. So it's what we call shovel-ready project if we decide to move forward with anything. But there's just way too many unknowns.
Don't count Highway F. Don't count Highway F, because that's been on the books for 30 years. as hey, we've done everything, we decided not to do it. Now we're doing it, but it's 30 years later.
I just know it happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's prudent planning.
I'm sorry?
It's prudent planning to go through these studies.
I don't have an issue saying, well, we need to look at it. It's something that we really should be doing at least to evaluate it. The business does that all the time and decide, hey, we're not going to pull
that
trigger.
That's exactly what this is.
We're not going to pull that trigger now.
That's exactly what this
is. So that's, I just didn't want to get into, well, you know what? We just said, we're going to go this far. We're just going to go ahead and do it.
No.
I think we did something like that with the golf course and spent a lot of money looking at it down the road and then decided not to proceed.
We spent a lot of money.
Because they weren't sure at that time if we were going to even stay in golf.
I don't know how far you're going back, but I remember the study we did with Carthage. It cost us $5,000. So I don't think that's a lot of money to...
But on your CIP page 126, it's only for 2019.
Yeah.
And there's no money. There's no money.
I'm going to give you another example, and you guys will see it. There's a project that's been on talked about for years with the Kemper Lakefront. $7 million. It's not in any plan, but we've done study, and it's been approved by the board to do a study to find out what that might be. It's exactly the same kind of project that's in this year's budget.
So what are we restoring the Pike River to?
Well, the goal would be to restore it just like in Mount Pleasant. So it would be back to more of a natural state with more capacity.
And how did it get in this unnatural state?
Yeah.
it's just like sediment and stuff in there?
Right.
Okay.
Trees overgrowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's basically kind of been that we've just been ignoring it for 100 years.
Correct. The pipe would basically turn into a drainage ditch.
Mm-hmm. It's not really. You look north of KR and west of 31, and there's a huge grassland area.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all that reclamation. It went on for years, but it's all taken now out of development. That's the watershed that feeds into it, that goes underneath KR.
Yeah,
that's the north end.
Okay.
South end, you're right. I mean, what they ought to be doing is just, there's just all kinds of debris in it, right? That should be the first step. But the Corps will not let you do that. They've got to make a, you know, federal case out of everything. It needs to be cleaned out is what it really needs to be done. Because there's development all along that pike, right? The south branch.
Right.
Some of it you'll be able to restore and is in, you know, say, grassland. Mm-hmm. Others, you've got businesses fairly close proximity. We're not going to get rid of them. It just depends on where it flows, right? But it does need to be dredged and cleaned out.
Right. Part of the goal, besides restoring it back to its environmental capacity, which is actually part of the Pike River Watershed Study that Root Pike Wind did, it's one of their primary goals, is to create some floodplain storage capacity to help. If you know the floodplain south of Highway E, it's very vast and diverse, and it takes up a tremendous amount, it takes up hundreds of acres of land. Part of the goal in moving forward is with the study will be to determine how much capacity can be put in some floodplain storage ponds to reduce the flooding and the floodplain south where developable land is right.
Or being farmed right now. There's a lot of fields that are
It's being farmed,
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
This is much bigger than just this $42,000. But this is necessary to do before you can take the next step.
Anything
so that's
else?
The last item that I had to talk about for the P&D budget.
Okay. Does anyone have any other questions or anything?
Motion to approve.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Okay, motion passes.
Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank
tonight.
You.
I hope it's a learning experience. More to come.
Okay, now we will move to the hearing.
We're moving to your state.
No, we're moving.